Blackstone Audio presents The Politically Incorrect Guide to the British Empire by H.W. Crocker III. This book is read by Ray Porter. For Fiona, Regis, Rafferty, Garnet, Oberon, and Trajan. The British Empire was a great and wonderful social, economic, and even spiritual experiment, and all the parlor pinks and eager, ill-informed intellectuals cannot convince me to the contrary. Noel Coward, Diary Entry, 3rd February, 1957. Part 1. Rule Britannia. Chapter 1. The Enduring Empire. The British Empire still exists, thank goodness, with its outposts in the Falkland Islands, Bermuda, Gibraltar, the British Antarctic Territory, Pitcairn Island, and a peppering of other British overseas territories, including Anguilla, the British Virgin Islands, and St. Helena, and Crown dependencies, closer to home, the Isle of Man and the Channel Islands. Together they ensure that the sun still does not set on the British Empire. At its height, though, Britain's empire was the largest ever, covering a quarter of the globe, or half of it if you count Britain's control of the seas, and governing a quarter of the world's population. The empire was incontestably a good thing. The fact that it is controversial to say so is why this book had to be written. In the groves of academe, colonialism and imperialism are dirty words. The fons et origo of Western expansion with all its alleged sins of racism, capitalism, and ignorant, judgmental, hypocritical...